This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 8:13, Tommy Tucker, WWO, getting you ready for July 4th. On July 3rd, the day before, Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace joins us, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, to talk about hip and knee pain. Doc, you ready for the 4th of July?
Yeah, very much, Tommy. How about you?
Yeah, you and those boxers heading in the pool or not? Did the boxers go in the pool or not?
They do. Yeah, they love to swim, actually. It's kind of funny to watch.
you got to be careful because sometimes the nails will rip the pool and deflate it. Just kidding.
Yeah, that is true. We're gonna be at the beach with them tomorrow, though.
Good. Outstanding. Awesome for them and y'all. Pain in your hips or knees can slow you down, make it hard to take care of yourself, but it doesn't have to stop you from living a full, active life. Dr. B is here to tell us, he's from People's Health, of course, talk about joints and share tips for safe pain management. Dr. B, the Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. So, Doc, before we talk about pain, tell us about the hips and knees.
Yeah, sure. So your hips and knees are really just joints within your body, and a joint is any place where two bones come together and meet. And they can come in all different sizes and shapes, and there's actually hundreds of joints all throughout your body. And healthy joints really kind of support you from head to toe. You know, they help you do everything, move around, sit, stand, and do so hopefully without any pain.
So how do your hip joints work?
Yeah, so the hip joint, which is one of the largest joints in the body, is actually where your thigh bone or your femur inserts into your pelvis.
You can sing this if you like, Doc, just so you know.
Yeah, exactly. There is a song. And so what that hip joint does is it really supports all of your upper body and it helps your legs move. And because of the shape of the hip joint, we call it a ball and socket joint. Mm-hmm. It kind of, the top of the thigh bone is round like a little ball and it fits into a cup shape in your pelvis. And that's what enables your hip to rotate in all different directions and move in a lot of different ways.
How about the knee joint?
Yeah, so the knee joint is another one of those largest joints in the body, and it works a little bit differently. It actually connects that same femur or your thigh bone, but down below to your shin or what we call the tibia. And what that does is it allows your leg to bend and move. And the knee joint is a little bit different. It's called a hinge joint. So think of like a door hinge. It's going to let your leg move back and forth in a single direction, but not side to side.
It connects your femur to your shin bone or tibia until you have knee replacement surgery. Then they disconnect all of that. But we don't need to get into that now. Tell us about hip and knee pain.
Yeah, so when you feel that pain in your hip or your knee, it's usually going to be from the joint itself. And the pain can sometimes be really deep inside the joint. You can't even tell where it's coming from. Sometimes it can be a little closer up to the skin surface where you think you can kind of press on it and make it better. But really, it can spread to other parts of your body, too. So, you know, an example would be if you have hip problems or a hip joint problem, that often will actually cause pain to radiate into your lower back or even down into your groin area as well.
If only you could press on it and make it better. How long does joint pain typically last?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to depend, and it's very different for different people. Sometimes joint pain can be really short-term, maybe just a minor injury. When that injury starts to heal, that pain will start to go away. But unfortunately, there's a whole lot of people who have what we call chronic joint pain, and that's the type of pain that just really doesn't go away quickly. And by definition, that's any pain that lasts for 3 months or longer. And for a lot of people, unfortunately, it is much longer than 3 months.
What causes all of that hip and knee pain?
So really one of the most common causes, the one we see very frequently and most often, is something called arthritis, which I'm sure you've heard of. That can lead to a lot of pain and some stiffness or even swelling in those joints. And there are different types of arthritis. They're going to affect the hips and knees and all the joints in your body differently. The two main types we think about are osteoarthritis, which is bony arthritis or bone-on-bone arthritis, and then rheumatoid arthritis, which is a little more rare. That's more of an inflammatory arthritis. And then the other big cause of pain that we see quite frequently is injuries, and that could be something like a sprain from overuse. Bone fractures, obviously, are very painful, and joint dislocations as well. And we see those pretty frequently in older adults because those can be caused by falls.
When should you tell a doctor about pain and decide, okay, enough's enough, I got to get some help for this?
Yeah, I mean, in general, anytime you're feeling pain and you think it's unusual, you want to let your doctor know about that. But in particular, I always tell people, if you're having pain that's making it difficult for you to move, to get around, to do your daily activities of life, you want to let your doctor know about it. And then also, if the pain is lasting for several days and it's really not getting better, or especially if it's getting worse, you want to talk to your doctor too. And I always try to make sure people know, talk to your primary care provider first. You don't need to jump straight into a pain management doctor or even an orthopedist, though you may get referred to them by your primary care physician eventually. But your PCP a lot of times can help treat that pain and give you a little bit of pain relief. And we use a variety of things, medications, but also things like physical therapy and a lot of healthy lifestyle, healthy habits that we can talk to you about.
Let's talk about some healthy habits. What are they?
Yeah, so, I mean, everybody knows exercise is fantastic for all kinds of medical conditions, and it is really, really good for when you have joint problems. It can actually help loosen up your joints and make them feel better, but in particular, you want to make sure you're choosing low-impact exercises. You don't want to go out and run a marathon or do a lot of jumping jacks because that could cause additional injury. You want to do something that's a little more calm, something like light walking or swimming, tai chi and stretching exercises, something that doesn't put too much stress on the body and that joint.
We'll talk about how else we can fight joint pain when we come back. Dr. Brent Wallace, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer at People.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
People's Health is our guest, talking about knee and joint pain. And Doc, I know one thing that people fall into as they age is that they think they're still in high school and they still have to get bigger, faster, stronger. And that's not always the case, right? You don't have
You're
to
more
do that,
likely to injure yourself.
Right, exactly. You just like that's what I got. I get on a dry board in the workout room. I got don't push it. You're not training for the Olympics. Relax. You've earned it. 820 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. B, our friend, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, talking about knee and joint pain, and we've already talked about some healthy habits, and when you work out, you're not training for the Olympics, you're just trying to keep your mobility and your strength. Doc, what are some other ways to fight joint pain?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but diet plays a really huge role in fighting joint pain, and the way that works is eating healthy foods that have anti-inflammatory properties can actually make your joints feel better. So you want to really focus on foods that help all of your medical conditions. Things like, you know, lean fish, salmon, and tuna are really good. Nuts and seeds and olive oil are also anti-inflammatory. And then all the berries, you know, blueberries and oranges and cherries, those are very good and have a lot of anti-inflammatory properties. And then dark leafy greens, things like spinach, kale, and broccoli are very good for you.
I would imagine there are some bad players as well when it comes to stuff you eat that can make inflammation worse.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing people don't realize, but food does cause inflammation. So you want to try to limit the intake of things like full fat dairy products, and then all those sugary foods and drinks, and then, of course, red or processed meats, because those are going to cause more inflammation in your body and make your joints hurt more.
So besides healthy habits, what are some other ways to safely manage pain at home?
Yeah, so you want to talk to your doctor about all the over-the-counter medications. There's an entire aisle in the pharmacy you can see, but those could interact with some of your other meds. So talk to your PCP first. And then you want to definitely understand and get familiar with something we call the RICE method. So when your hip or your knee starts to hurt, you can kind of walk through those letters of that acronym.
And what are those letters, Doc? RICE, R-I-C-E.
Yeah, so RICE stands for R-I-C-E. So the R is for rest. Obviously, you want to stop any activity that's causing you to hurt. You don't want to make the pain worse or create any permanent joint damage. And then I is for ice. Ice can be very helpful if you apply an ice pack to that joint for about 15 minutes every hour for a couple of hours. That can actually help decrease that inflammation. But try to put a little towel in between the ice. You don't want to freeze the skin. And then C is for compression. Compression can be very helpful. You want to kind of apply that compression through a bandage to reduce the blood flow a little bit and help reduce the swelling that causes pain. And then E, the last one, is for elevation. You want to keep your hip or your knee above your heart level if possible, because that's going to allow the blood flow to come back to your heart, and that'll help a little bit with that throbbing pain you can sometimes feel.
Is it possible to avoid hip and knee pain, or is it inevitable with the aging process?
You know, it's not always preventable. You can't control the shape of your joints, and you may not be able to prevent all those accidents or injuries that can lead to joint pain. But there are a few precautions you can take, kind of what you were just talking about. The one of the big ones is exercise safely. While exercise is really good, if you overdo it, that can cause more joint pain. And actually, it is one of the most common causes of joint pain. So you want to make sure you're wearing proper shoes and that protective gear that you need. And be sure to take time to warm up and cool down with gentle stretching, kind of low-intensity movements, because otherwise, if you jump right into a vigorous activity, you're more likely to hurt yourself. And then keep in mind, for older adults, you know, work with your doctor to lower your fall risk, because because when you're exercising and moving around, you're more likely to possibly fall down, and then that can exacerbate or actually cause painful hip and knee injuries.
Doc, the thing I've found, and I don't know if I should say this or not, but as a general rule of thumb, you know, they say pain is your body, you know, they get in the gym, they got all this foolishness about pain is this, pain is that. Pain is your body warning you not to do it. I've found the only way that you ever really should do something if it hurts is if you're working with a physical therapist after an injury, and under their close supervision, you're doing what they tell you to do to get back to normal. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that is very accurate. If something is hurting, you should stop. But if you're working with a professional, sometimes they may push you a little bit further, like a physical therapist, like you were saying, you know, to try to work out some of that joint pain. But don't try to do it on your own unless you are working with a professional.
And I just say that because I've had knee replacements, and I know that's the only time I found in my life that you do have to push through the pain where it can be beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, if it hurts, don't do it.
Thank you. Doc, it hurts when I do this, and you say?
Stop doing it.
There you go. Thank you, Doc. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Dr. Brent Wallace, our friend, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. You can find out more about People's Health by visiting the great center they have, the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie, 3017 Vets. It's right between North Causeway and Trader Joe's. You can't miss it. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are always welcome. You can also visit the website peopleshealth.com or give them a call 1-800-978-9765. Easiest thing to remember, peopleshealth.com. 8:31, time for WWL First News. A minute late for that, we go to Dave Cohen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.